Harwell delivers Europe's first nuclear reactors. Close to the original buildings, we will share details with you of Harwell's early atomic research program, seen to be the energy of the future, and at the time, more powerful than anything that had existed before. In 1947, Harwell built Europe's first atomic nuclear reactor pile, GLEEP, Graphite Low Energy Experimental Pile, made of graphite blocks and uranium rods, constructed by W.E. Chivers Engineering, and costing £2.5 million, the equivalent of £200 million today. Early building work on GLEEP and later BEPO, British Experimental Pile Zero, took place in the Arctic winter of 1947, and the reactors were partially built using war surplus materials, such as armour plating from Spitfire fighter planes. Hangar 10, formerly used to house wartime planes, had its roof raised to accommodate BEPO, and bad weather delayed the project. Large holes were excavated in the ground underneath to build the foundations of the GLEEP and BEPO reactors, taking full advantage of the natural chalk soil to protect against radioactivity, rather than surrounding the reactor with lead bricks. GLEEP helped scientists to discover that magnesium was virtually transparent to neutrons, enabling metallurgists to manufacture a special aluminium alloy containing magnesium and beryllium, the material known as Magnox. This superior canning material for uranium fuel was used in the first phase of Britain's nuclear power stations, dubbed Magnox stations. GLEEP ran successfully for 43 years before being decommissioned in 1990, and was adopted by the National Physical Laboratory as an international standard source of neutrons. A neutron is a subatomic particle of about the same mass as a proton, but without an electric charge, present in all atomic nuclei, except those of ordinary hydrogen. These and later reactors with curious-sounding names such as Dimple, Dido, Lido, Zeep, Zephyr and Zeus mark the early days of Harwell's exploration and research into future-facing energy sources, paving the way towards renewable sources such as wind, wave and solar power that are increasingly being harnessed to fuel a cleaner, more sustainable world today. Some of the new builds at Harwell, including Zephyr, Zeus and BEPO, are named after those original reactors.